This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up what you want as we launch into the third hour of the program. You're welcome to join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about computer security. And a lot of people can probably take a lesson from John Podesta, who, according to Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, John Podesta, the Democratic National Committee person and worked with the Hillary campaign and worked with the Clinton Foundation, Assange says that his password was password.
Yes.
That is about the worst password you could possibly have for yourself.
Right. And the runner 4567, also not a very good password.
Better than password, though. Runner, at the very least, has some numbers in it. Runner is not a word that, you know, is necessarily, you know, something that would be in the first 10 that someone would try to guess, you know, as far
unless
as...
Unless they knew that you liked running.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about computer security, basic level computer security, coming up here in moments. Also, Mike is on the line with us right now in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Ian. I used to work at a in a school district, and man, you should have seen how the employees took care of their computers. I mean, it was awful, man. I mean, there was millions of dollars of equipment just thrown out, not used, you know, broken, not taken mm-hmm. care of. I mean, it was insane. It was one of the bigger school districts, but still, I mean, people don't value, you know, their security or you know, when it's not yours, you
don't take care of it.
Exactly. And no, so, you know, the airport is a gun-free zone, and I don't know how y'all feel. It says in most areas, it's a gun-free zone. I mean, in most states.
Not in New Hampshire.
Right. Yeah. And so, you're almost paranoid when you're in the airport, and even if you're a liberty activist, and I can't say I've done a lot of civil disobedience, but I have done a lot more than the average person. I've at least stood up for my rights when I've encountered police and so forth. But you're almost in such a paranoid defensive position just being in the airport. The last thing you're going to do is try to have a good concealed carry or do those kind of things. And certainly if you walked around with a dead gun bulletproof vest on, you would draw a lot of ire from the security and so forth. So the government's in charge, you know, to protect us. And once again, they fail. You know,
right,
you should be able
to wear a bulletproof vest
through
security. I mean, hey, guys, you want me to be unarmed? At the very least, I should be able to put a vest on in case some maniac starts blasting away in the baggage carousel.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is what happened in Fort Lauderdale, apparently, today.
Yes, and something that you talked about earlier, and I'm a little bit behind because I'm listening to you too, but you were right on. I have a cousin who was 19 years old and a good smart kid, but he joins the Army like 8 years ago. Mm. And he ends up going to Afghanistan, seeing action, fighting. Now, he now is a complete voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist, completely anti-military, anti-government, completely 100%. But when you're 19 years old, your brain isn't fully developed. And, man, he had so many problems when he got out because he was mm-hmm. trained to be a killer. He talked about the culture that created, you know, that it's a sick mindset, and it's not going to be a healthy ending for most people. Luckily, the overwhelming majority of people, like my cousin, they're able to push through it, overcome, get their life back. Now, it sets them back 4 or 5 years. There's no doubt about that. But, man, the military is a dead gum. It's terrible. I mean, it's just a bad organization. And I don't care what anybody says. you're just not going to have a lot of good things come from an organization whose whole job really is to kill. You know, and that's
my biggest, I tend to agree.
Which is why
having a organization that is dedicated to defense, I think, would help. You know, if you're going to have any kind of military, then they should stick to the United States. They should stick to where it is their home is.
Protecting the homeland.
Protecting their own property, protecting their neighbors, and not go around destroying people all around the world. Then they would have less to actually, you know, be worried about as far as having to protect from, because they wouldn't be making people angry all around the globe and creating blowback. But ultimately, if they were trained in more of a defensive manner, perhaps that would lessen the amount of psychopaths that would get involved. Wouldn't eliminate them completely, but, you know, knowing that they wouldn't be sent on some sort of mission to exterminate life might mean that, you know, fewer psychopaths would sign up for that that gig. And of course, if they're not going around killing people around the globe, that probably will result in less instances of PTSD, which will result in, you know, lower costs to any kind of military veterans benefits or whatever. I mean, if we actually had a Department of Defense in the United States, that would be much less objectionable than to have this military going around the world and, you know, warmongering and destroying innocent life.
And the irony is, when the department changed names from Department of War to Department of Defense, there's been more war since
that
change.
Yeah, of course. Go ahead, Mike. Any other thoughts? With your welcome to share.
I just love listening. Thank you so much.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. You can join us here. He was watching, by the way, on YouTube, as he mentioned. You can see that feed over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It's free, by the way. A lot of websites for talk radio want to charge you for that kind of stuff. We give that away. We give away archives. The whole website for you as a listener is free to use at freetalklive.com. Our toll-free number tonight, allowing you to take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about John Podesta's weak password. It's about as weak as a password can get. He chose the word password, according to Julian Assange. Some are questioning Assange, saying
yes,
that he couldn't possibly have used the word password for his password, given that he had a Gmail account.
Correct.
So, I don't know. I'm still not really clear on how many of his accounts actually got hacked versus, you know, how many of his emails were released in the form, from the Hillary servers versus, you know, how much they downloaded from Gmail. I'm not real clear on that. But let's go on to your calls and thoughts. Regardless, it's still a conversation worth having about password security and recommending that people not use the most basic simple passwords. I understand it's frustrating to have to remember passwords, but they actually have tools that make it easy to where you can, like, LastPass is one of them. There are others that are competitors to LastPass, but they...
Brian Sovereign, former co-host of this show and host of Sovereign Tech, suggests having a little black book where you actually physically write your passwords down.
But then keep it in a secure location?
Keep it in a secure location, and then you can always burn it, put it in a shredder.
That's true. All right, so toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dick. He's in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live, the Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys. I wanted to give you an update on a story I've called about a couple times, and that story is me going and combating or fighting a traffic ticket that I got about 2 months ago.
All right.
A ticket for not having insurance. You're required. And on the state of Alaska, you have insurance. I had my second hearing yesterday. The first one was the judge granted continuance because the police officer was not able to be there. And in this one, unfortunately, I did not see much success. The police officer gave his account of the event, and it was clear that he did not remember the events. He was reading off of a piece of paper, and it was a citation with notes on it. I objected to that due to the fact that he should be independently recollecting, and I thought that would have worked well, but the judge came back with refreshed recollection, which I'm not a lawyer, so I have no idea what he's talking about. He could have made that up on the spot.
So you're saying the judge overruled your objection, saying the man was able to use notes to refresh his recollection?
Yes, and then so he gave a brief recap of him pulling me over and driving me to
All right, hold on. We'll hear the rest of your court recap here in moments, and so you can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, you can go through saveitpurse.com and you can save 10, 15, 20, 25%. Somewhere in between those numbers, you can select your discounts. Whatever it is you want to save, pretty easy to do over there at saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. You have to have Bitcoin or some other popular cryptocurrency because there are a few competitors to Bitcoin that are accepted via the Shapeshift app that's built in now over at saveitpurse.com. Super handy website. I've been using it now for more than 2 years and have saved over 1,400 U.S. dollars on the purchases that I've made thus far. So if you're going to buy something from Amazon, why wouldn't you want to save 10%? So go to saveitpurse.com right now and save big time. Saveatpurse.com. Although right now the price of Bitcoin's been tumbling as we've been doing the show here this evening, going from as much as $907 just several hours ago, fell off a cliff within the last hour or so, down to $840. So, of course, if Bitcoin keeps falling in price, I could understand why someone wouldn't want to go and and spend it at saveitpurse.com. But, you know, it'll probably start coming up again eventually, and then, of course, you'll really want to likely spend them. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airways. We got Dick. He's in Alaska. He went to court on a charge of driving without insurance in Alaska. The officer in question showed up, so you couldn't dismiss the case for failure to appear on the witness's part. And then the officer was using notes you were telling us about, and that's not supposed to be allowed, but they, you know, it's up to the judge's discretion, I suppose, as you discovered, because the judge allowed it.
And in retrospect, of course, hindsight's 2020, I should have, in my reading, my research online that I did the night before, like I did every exam in school, did everything the night before, I noticed that I should have asked to see what he was reading, and that way he's got to give it to me and he can't necessarily use it because he would be required to give me the documentation, but he said that it was just a citation, and I thought about it, and he said it's got his notes on it as well, which I didn't have, so I should have been more assertive. It's difficult being assertive in a case where I don't know how to conduct myself in court, and I'm afraid of getting put in contempt of court if I do something wrong, which I wasn't threatened with, but still I have that subconscious fear, but so I didn't say some things I should have said. When it comes my time to question, to cross-examine the witness, which was the officer, every question I asked him, he could not recall. You know, he could not recall the body condition of the vehicle, the anything about that day, other than what was in his notes. So, and I asked him probably 10, 15 questions, and every answer was I.
But when he kept saying, I don't recall, did you at any point request to have the witness removed as an incompetent witness?
I did not.
It never hurts to ask, but it, you know, almost always won't, probably won't work. I mean, the judge is in the cop's corner. He's working for the state. They're all working together. But, yeah, it's a good objection, Daryl, and you know, trying this stuff can be hard when you're in and you're, you know, all the pressure's on as you're up there. And, you know, it's unless you have like a list of the objections in front of you.
Right. It's always good to, you know, write some of those down.
And I did. I had about 3 pages of notes that I was going off of with questions to ask and different objections and different motions that I tried, and I tried a couple of them. Like, I'd motion to dismiss after my cross-examining due to the fact that the witness couldn't recall anything, but I worded it very badly because I didn't have something written down that was perfect, and the judge probably just thought, well, this guy has no idea what he's talking about, so I might as well just object, and he won't know what I'm talking about. But to get to the bottom line, I was found guilty.
Guilty.
And but there is a little bit of silver lining, possibly. Uh-huh. I did request that my sentence be paid in community service.
Uh-huh.
And that is the first time the judge has ever heard anyone request that.
Really?
For a traffic violation. There's certain, and so we actually got in a bit of an argument about that, saying, well, how are we going to record your community service if you do this? I mean, and I said, well, I can get someone from the charity to keep a log of my community service.
That's typically how it's done.
Generally how it works.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I was like, well, shouldn't you know? You're the guy who... I shouldn't have to come up with this stuff. But he ended up looking into Alaska law and found that I am able to do community service if I file a post-trial motion. So I'd fill a paperwork for a motion to do community service. So I'm waiting on that. I filled that out yesterday.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, how old was this judge?
I don't know. He had gray hair. He was older than you and me.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that... Now, he could have been lying to you, but let's just take him at his word. The fact that you were the first case that he'd ever had. Now, does Alaska have traffic courts specifically, or was this like a criminal court handling traffic matters?
You know, I think it's a... I don't know. There were several cases that day, and they were all traffic cases. So
did your case number have like a criminal indication in it? Like here in New Hampshire, case numbers have either a CR or a CV in them, and so you can tell if it's criminal or civil. And traffic court is handled by criminal courts here.
No, it's case number was a PA and then an MO at the end.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know what those. PA probably stands for Palmer, which is where it was.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, the fact that this guy claimed that you were the first traffic case he'd ever seen where someone asked if they could do community service is a mind blower. I mean, it's just, wow. That just really shows you the guy's got gray hair. You don't get onto a bench with gray hair and not have a lot of experience in a courtroom prior to that. The fact that not a single person had asked for community service for traffic, I mean, really just goes to show how obedient people are, man. They stand in that courtroom,
in Alaska,
they will pay whatever they're told to pay.
In Alaska, there is something that I actually think it's a good thing in the terms of traffic court. The actual, it's called the PFD, it's the Permanent Fund Dividend, and in some ways it's good, in some ways it's bad. Basically, without getting too deep into it, Alaska writes every resident a check every year, and if you don't pay your fines, they'll take that.
Yeah.
So if I refuse to pay the fine, like the $500, they'd probably take $750 out of that check.
Wow.
So with most people, it's like, you know, I can see not wanting to do community service because paying the through community service is going to be, he said that the compensation rate for criminal offenses was $3 an hour. So it's a lot of community service if I ended up doing that, but I would still rather do that than possibly fund something violent.
Wow.
I know that
it's
$10
an hour
out
here in New Hampshire. $10 an hour. It's $10. Yeah.
And what did he say the rate was in Alaska?
$3.
Wow.
$3. That was his recollection, so he might not know either. He might have just been saying, he could have been lying too, because if he said,
well, maybe he should have refreshed his recollection from his notes. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Dick. I appreciate hearing from you. By the way, did anybody go out to support you and record the trial?
No, I called a friend to record it, and I didn't follow up with him. He said, follow up with me, and it was nice for him. I forgot to.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dick.
It does seem to be criminal courts that handle traffic cases in Alaska.
Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free here and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype as well, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 per month. That is money that we will invest into the show, getting on more radio stations all around the country. We've got over 150 stations today. We can have 300 if or more, it's possible, but we do have to be able to effectively market the show to those stations, and the AMP program helps us do that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. Get all the details over at AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard or American Express, as well as Bitcoin, to amp the show right there on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to David, he is on the line via Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, you made a bunch of different points of law comments. Excuse me. One in particular, I get comments on all of them, but the most important one is you're talking about astonishing that for the first time in the history of that court or that judge that he had heard of somebody asking for community service in lieu of a monetary fine or whatever. And talking about there's lots of astonishing things in these courts with these judges. One that happened to me that is even more shocking is I was telling you about and also people, it's important to name names. Not just, you know, generic judges. Don't be afraid of these people. They're a public servant. They're a public figure. They're taking public money. They do a public job, except for when their courtroom is closed or sequestered. It's public other than that. So here's a funny story, pathetically funny story. Judge M. Monica Zamora in New Mexico. I had told you about her before. She is the one that trafficked my children. And yes, I'll say it publicly because it does meet child trafficking definition. She trafficked my children illegally in the state of New Mexico and then got herself, hired, elected to the Court of Appeals where I then had her very order overturned in that same Court of Appeals before she had gotten there. But anyway, the astonishingly pathetic thing that she did, we were in the courtroom one day and she was speaking from the bench, saying that, because it was a contested adoption, she had to appoint a lawyer for the children, a guardian ad litem. And as soon as she hit the period in that sentence, I just spoke. I said, "And you have to appoint one for me." And she mm-hmm. looked. She turned to me with an angry face and leaned forward, raised her voice, and said, "Like this." She said, "Oh no, we don't." And so I just calmly picked up the printout that I had the foresight to print out, and I read to her one sentence that said that if the respondent parent is indigent and asks for an attorney, one must be appointed. And that's I was reading statute, state statute. And she didn't say another word. There was silence in the courtroom for about 30, 40 seconds, which is a long time when you're in a courtroom full of people and there's dead silence other than click, 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 and then quiet. She'd be reading, couldn't find it, click, 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 click. Couldn't silence while she's reading, couldn't find it, click, 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 click. Finally, she turns to me and she goes, "Where are you reading that from?" And I said 32A516, whatever it was, 32A516, I believe. And then so once again, the click, 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 click thing for about 15, 20 seconds, she turns to her assistant and says, "Appoint him an attorney."
Wow.
And so there's 2 points. One is know your stuff, people, because
they'll lie to you.
Judges. You can beat these judges. They're not
invincible, but they're darn close to it. I mean, they pretty much are untouchable.
You got to keep on them. And the other important point on this is that this woman, M. Monica Zamora, in her self-promotion that she put herself out on the Internet, you can actually read this on the Internet if you look up her name, she brags about having participated, and this is her campaigning for that appeals court spot, mm-hmm. She brags that she has participated in over 500 adoptions, so she must be really good at it, right? Well, she didn't know that one point of law, and this came out of she specialized in that as an attorney, and then as a judge for years, and she campaigned on that as her strength, and the section of law on adoptions that we were talking about, you could read the entire library of the statute on that in the state of New Mexico. A layperson can read it and understand it in 30 minutes, and she couldn't even, she didn't recognize what I had said. She denied what I had said was true. Then she couldn't find it. When she looked up as an expert in the law, she couldn't find it in the law.
And she needed your help to be able to find it.
She needed my help to tell her where to find it, and she's an expert.
Yeah, great point, David. Thanks for the call tonight. Just because somebody's wearing a robe and they have armed men at their disposal doesn't necessarily mean they know what they're talking about when it comes to the very system that pays them.
Well, and, you know, there's also certain sections of statute that judges don't generally look at.
Sure, but what he was saying was that this was her area of expertise, and she should have known that, but she didn't.
But again, you know, like, there is a lot in the family law section of statute. and whatever chapter or whatnot that he was citing might not have been one that she looks at very frequently.
Clearly it was not. But, I mean, he tried to make it sound like that it wasn't that long of a section and that you could review it relatively quickly. So, I don't know. That's just his opinion as somebody who has spent a lot of time looking into that particular area of the law down there in New Mexico. Let's talk to Joe. He's in Pittsburgh listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Joe.
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So password protection, I want to tell you about one that was actually recommended to me by Andreas Antonopoulos. I was with him on Let's Talk Bitcoin one time, and I actually messaged him on Twitter, and he said 1Password. It's the number one, the word password, and it's put out by a company. I can't remember their website, but if you Google that, you'll find it. And basically, you can just memorize 1Password, a numerical character, you know, however long you want, the longer the better. 1Password for all your websites you ever log into, and it'll connect on your phone, cross-connect your PC, your Mac. You can have it sync with all your devices. And it syncs through Dropbox. So you sync via Dropbox, and, of course, I would recommend using, like, a two-factor authenticator on Dropbox to protect that. And it works for me for like 3 to 4 years. I know 1Password, and all my other passwords are just some ridiculously long, like 22 alphanumeric character digit thing. And I never have to worry about anything security wise. I just know my one crazy password, and it's
now, it appears that 1Password is actually something that you pay for.
Yeah, you got to pay for it. It's definitely you just buy the app. And that's it. It's a one-time purchase as far as, I mean, it was when I did it.
The website that I found, 1Password.com, says that it's $2.99 per month.
So,
it's the number one and then the word password.
That's what I'm on.
The company is like Agile something. I just don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, that's the site. He's on the 1Password site that you were talking about.
Okay, so maybe there's a subscription
Agile
service
bits.
Now.
So there are competitors out there. There are several competitors in this space. One of them is LastPass. LastPass does not require Dropbox, so I've never heard of requiring another program to have passwords. LastPass is its own program, and it's got, you know, encrypted passwords. You have that same situation with the 1Password that gets you access to all of the other passwords in it. They do have a phone app. Now, the phone app you have to pay for if you want to use that, but their browser plugins are free. So there is a paid tier, but that one's only $12 a year, I believe it is, Daryl, so it's not as much as this one. And again, only the phone app requires the payment, if I'm recalling correctly. And I did go ahead and pay for that because it is a very convenient service to have.
Yeah, it's absolutely worth it. I mean,
Hey, thanks for the recommendation, man. I appreciate it.
And it was recommended by Andreas Antonopoulos.
Yeah, great guy. We like Andreas. It's free.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
So we were just talking about passwords a little bit ago, and what prompted the whole discussion was Julian Assange from WikiLeaks revealing the John Podesta password that he had used apparently on all of his accounts was password. And yes. Some people are questioning Assange's claim, but nonetheless, even if it's not true, first of all, if it's true, it's so funny. Secondly, if it's not true, well, it still prompts a good discussion, which is to say...
Right, and PolitiFact said that there was the password for his Windows 8 login was password with the at symbol for the A.
And maybe that's what it was on.
There was another password that they revealed that was runner with a capital R, 4567.
Yeah, both very weak passwords. And so we were actually just had a gentleman on the line who was talking about the password managers out there. Now, if you go and you look up, best password manager, obviously everybody's got their own opinion about this kind of stuff. But it looks like, according to TechRadar.com, they believe that LastPass is the best of the bunch. The folks over at PC Magazine gave LastPass their editor's choice, along with Dashlane, and the Dashlane was the product that TechRadar gave second place. So it looks like LastPass and Dashlane are the two favorites of some of the tech websites out there. The gentleman on the phone recommended one password?
The number one password. Or the letter one and the word password.
But the problem it sounded like with the one password was that there's a monthly fee, whereas with LastPass you can use that for free to get you started. And then if you want to buy some of their premium features like their app, for their phone, you can pay $12 for a year, I think, for the phone app, if I'm recalling correctly.
Okay.
So much more affordable, you know, $1 a month rather yes. than $3 a month. And it works well. I've had a couple years experience with LastPass, and it's really handy. It actually has this password analyzer where it'll look at all your passwords and it'll tell you how bad your passwords are.
Okay.
And it'll say, okay, you need to change these passwords. You know, these are below the acceptable level of safety. And because you've got the LastPass or one of these other programs, I know at the very least in LastPass, you can use it to generate some random numbers, letters,
right, right.
weird characters. And, you know, since you don't have to remember those passwords, you can have like a 16-character random-looking password that you'd never possibly remember, but it remembers it for you
right.
in an encrypted fashion. So you don't have to have memorable passwords for all your sites. You just have to have one really good password that you can remember to get into your LastPass.
Right.
Of course, if you forget that password, you're kind of screwed.
Yes,
so
and that
careful.
Password probably should not be LastPass.
No, definitely should not, or password. Or anything like that. But yeah, go do your own research and figure out what you like best. I don't make any money off of LastPass. That's just the program that I happen to use. So that's why I'm telling you about it. Let's continue here. Go right now and review your passwords, and make sure you're not using anything like password or something simple like that. Something that could be, as they call it, brute forced with a dictionary attack somewhere.
Right.
Some sort of hacker has a dictionary and the ability to continually try password after password. If you're just using a word or a couple of words, then they could easily get into your account. Or if you get phished and or socially engineered by someone to give up your password, that's another way that that people can lose their passwords. So beware of all that stuff. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts, though. We got Aaron. He's in New Orleans listening to WGSO. Hey, Aaron.
Hey guys. I wanted to share my gun story with you.
All right, sure. So, go ahead.
Okay. Back in 2009, I was working as a private investigator, and I was charged with trespassing. I was given a summons. And it was my first time, you know, ever dealing with the criminal system. I went to the city court. And come to find out that the judge and the prosecutor had been business partners years ago.
In some kind of fashion other than both being government employees
right.
paid for by the
yeah.
same people?
Right, right, right. In addition to that, the prosecutor had represented some members of the judge's family in civil matters. And so, you know, it was just, in my view, it was a huge conflict of interest. So,
sounds like it.
Yeah, so needless to say, I was found guilty.
mm-hmm.
And then I filed a complaint with the Bar Association and the Office of Special Counsel. I wrote some letters and, you know, nothing really happened. So then maybe about a year or so after the case happened, this judge and his wife and his niece and some other members of his family, his brother, they all started to make these newspaper stories about alleged corruption.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it upon myself to write some letters to people that they had some business dealings with, and I was arrested. They accused me of stalking them through these written letters.
Wow.
And I had to post a bond. It was $25,000. I was all over the local news. I lost my job. And then at the end of the day, the district attorney's office says, well, we're not going to charge you with stalking. We're going to charge you with this old law in the book called criminal defamation. And the last person that had been charged with that, from my knowledge, was Jim Garrison, the DA of Orleans Parish back in the 1960s.
Wow.
And yeah,
for writing letters to people, that's defamation?
Well, yeah, but originally they accused me of stalking them through these written letters. And the letters spoke about these newspaper articles in which they were accused of all these underhanded dealings. Well, needless to say, in the midst of all of this, this judge is running for another term at a higher court, and the DA, who's filing all these charges against me, endorses him.
Of course he does.
Right. And so, you know, and then, but There's nothing wrong with that according to the Louisiana criminal justice system. Everything's okay with that, you know. And the DA doesn't have a duty to recuse himself or anything along those lines. And so needless to say, at the end of the day, all of the charges were dropped against me. However, you know, no one really, I mean, there was a small article written about it in the local.
Did they try to get you to take a plea deal before they dropped the charges?
No.
Interesting.
One of the reasons that the DA wound up dropping the charge was that a local newspaper found out about the defamation case and wrote a story about it. And, of course, they called the district attorney's office for a comment, and his spokesperson said, well, we don't know anything about that. Right, you know. And so, you know, but this isn't the only case. There's been three, four other cases of people who have been accused of a very questionable criminal case because they have offended someone who was friends with either the district attorney himself or people within the district attorney's office. At the end of the day, all of the charges get dropped. There was a young lady, this just happened to recently, her name is Karen Bloom, and she was accused of offending an assistant district attorney. She worked as an investigator for the public defender's office. And she was charged with, by the same district attorney, she was charged with impersonating a law enforcement officer because of her duties as an investigator for the public defender's office. And she had to go through this whole ordeal in court for over a year. And just recently, the local newspaper, the Times-Picayune, wrote an article that the DA dropped the case against her. But at the end of the day, her life is ruined, her career is ruined, her name has been drugged through the mud, just like with mine. I mean, my story was all over the local news back in 2014, and then once the case gets dropped, you just see a little article about it in the local paper, but the news media doesn't even touch it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, same thing happened here with the Robin Hood case here in Keene, New Hampshire, where it got humongous coverage from mainstream media all around the globe when the city of Keene filed a lawsuit against the activists here who had been filling expired parking meters and saving people from thousands of parking tickets over a year. We got tremendous coverage. I mean, wall-to-wall phone calls coming in for like 2 days straight from media organizations setting up interviews. And now, you know, we got a full-on vindication by the New Hampshire Supreme Court, which I published to my usual news release list. And I even went and dug up all the old email addresses of everybody that had or a lot of them that had contacted me 3 years ago about the initial lawsuit. And I just, you know, sent them the first email I'd sent them in like 3 years saying, hey, just to let you know, this case is wrapped up in case you want to do a follow-up piece. I didn't get a single response from that. The only pieces that I know that were published that I've seen were one in the Union Leader, which has followed the story from, you know, the get-go, and then just this week, the Keene Sentinel finally published an editorial piece about it, criticizing the Robin Hooders and claiming that we were harassing the city employees, even though no evidence was ever shown of that. So,
well, they also said that the city should not continue the case any further.
That's true, and they still have another few several weeks to decide whether or not they want to do that. I think it's a 90-day window.
Yep.
So we'll keep you on the up to date on that. Aaron, thanks for your call and your thoughts here tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.